Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. It's episode 80 of the O Woman Podcast, and today I wanted to talk about the big decision about whether or not you feel like having sex. And I feel like every day you might, almost every day you might encounter this kind of question with yourself. It's something you maybe want to do, but not quite enough to do it. You feel too tired, or it's something that your partner really wants to do, but you're like, I don't feel like it. It's a question that women ask themselves, in my opinion, very often. Do I actually feel like doing it? Do I want to do it, but I'm lazy? Does my partner want to do it? And I would like to, but I can't quite get the energy up, you know? So I wanted to talk today about just some of the issues and some of the accompanying factors that go with deciding, do I feel like having sex or not? Because so much of sex is emotional. So if your emotions aren't really in line, or you're tired physically or emotionally, it might be really hard to get in the zone. And there's a time for you to assess how you feel and say, yeah, you know what, I feel like having sex. And there's a time for you to assess how you feel and say, nah, I don't feel like it, whether or not your partner is really wanting to or not. Because you're a team, and both members of the team have to be excited enough about it. And it's got to be the right amount of give and take for it to really be, you know, a good sexual healthy relationship. So there's really two levels to the do you feel like having sex or not question. There's the motivation, so how you're motivated at the time, do you feel like it or not? And then there's kind of the consideration, so what do you want to keep in mind when you're really making the decision? And these are some of the things that I think about when this question comes up in my life. So I'm just going to kind of share that with you. So you might be very different about the way you think about it, but this is kind of my personal journey through do I want to or not. So motivations, you're motivated, I'm motivated by my energy level, first of all. Usually I have really high amounts of energy, but sometimes my amounts of energy are flagging. I might be really exhausted. I might be really exhausted from a really hard day at work, which isn't physically demanding, or I might be really exhausted from doing yard work all day or doing lots of physical things, which is a different kind of tired. And those kinds of tired affect people in different ways. Sometimes I'm more actually overall exhausted from the physical work. Sometimes I feel actually more overall exhausted from the emotional, you know, social kind of work that you have to do at a job. So your energy level is really a big thing when it comes to, hey, am I wanting to do this now or not? And another thing that is related to energy level, but in a different way, is how busy you are, or how busy you feel, actually. It's not even how busy you are, it's how busy you feel. Because if you feel super busy, you might have sort of an anxiety or a stress that you're carrying with you, or your brain is preoccupied, you're thinking about this and you're thinking about that. But if you are super busy, but you kind of have a momentum going, you're on a roll, it's not going to be an issue to slow down the pattern so much or step outside of the things that you know you need to get done for the day to enjoy having sex, because you're imagining, hey, my momentum's going to keep going. I'm not worried about not being able to finish all my other stuff. I really think that it's going to, the whole day, I'll get everything done that I want or that needs to get done. And then I can also, you know, have sex too. I think that's a priority. It's about prioritizing. Some days sex is not a priority at all. Some days doing homework with your kids is a priority. Some days walking the dog is a priority, or cleaning the house, or talking to a friend in need is the priority. And all the other stuff gets thrown out the window. But some days sex is a priority, and it should be, because it is a therapy for your mind and your body and for your relationship. And so your energy level might be pretty high, but you might really kind of have selective energy. You might have energy that's just really kind of for cleaning the house today. You can't reroute that energy and feel sexually energetic. I feel like it's a lot like when you're hungry, but you just are not interested in pasta. You're like, I'm really hungry, but this pasta just is not what hits the spot right now. I'm sorry. I really want a hamburger. I would rather be hungry for a while than eat the pasta and not be hungry. I'd rather be hungry for a while and wait on that hamburger. It's kind of the same thing. Sometimes you're just not in the mood for it because of your energy level, it's feeling like it's going this way. It's more of a productive, physically moving things around, cleaning the house kind of way. Or maybe your energy is more focused on sexuality and on physically expressing your emotions with your partner, or of releasing a tension you have that you might realize is better released through sex. Also, depending on your regular life frustrations, they could be personal frustrations you've had about your day. They could be frustrations that you're having with your partner. And so that can really affect if you're in the mood or not to have sex. I feel like this is the case, and you women out there can tell me, women out there that are listening who actually have partners that seem to say, hey, let's have sex, a little bit more often than they do. I've noticed that my husband is more inclined to say, hey, do you want to do it, more often than I do that. And I don't like that. I wish I did that more. I try to do that more. I think about it and I'm like, I would want to do it more. I just don't think of it as much. And I feel like I've heard that from a lot of women. It's a common thing. It's like a classic joke, actually. Women who have male partners, that the guy is more interested in having sex more often. Or him being frustrated with you doesn't usually affect his sex drive or his ability to be sexually pleased. And I think that's really interesting. Because for me personally, if you've pissed me off, there is no way we're having sex. I'm sorry. It's just not happening. But I don't feel like it's the same way with a lot of guys. And so I think that's an interesting thing. Who knows why that difference is the case, but I feel like it exists in a lot of relationships. And I think it's just something interesting to note. Most importantly, because you have to notice this about yourself and realize, hey, if I'm frustrated, or I'm, you know, frustrated with you or about something else, that my motivation is not going to be to have sex. I'm going to be more motivated to try to solve the frustration or spend some alone time and kind of get over the frustration in a way that is more of an emotional processing kind of thing, or just moving ahead. It's not so much of a physical processing thing, which sex can kind of be. So the big second component of whether or not you feel like having sex or not is consideration. So you have motivations either to do it or not, and reasons why you might not want to or why you might want to. You have a lot of energy. You don't. You're feeling sexually motivated. You're not. You're pissed off at your partner, or you had a really great connected dinner with your partner, and so you're not pissed off with your partner. So those are some of the motivations that you recognize in yourself. But then we always have this second sort of dialogue, where we talk to ourselves and we consider, okay, and yet is this really the decision I want to make? Because we have these gut feelings about if we want to do it or not. And we have these, you know, sometimes selfish, which is a good thing to be selfish, feelings about if we want to do it. And we should be selfish and, you know, in almost all cases, in a way that's healthy, not in a way that's all about me, me, me. Just about looking out for yourself, taking care of yourself, making sure you're looking out for your best interest, in a way that's really going to be beneficial for your relationship and your partner too in the long run. So we have these considerations where we talk to ourselves and we think, okay, I'm feeling a little bit too tired, but I'm going to take into account all of these other variables to see if I could maybe motivate myself or even have a, you know, kind of logically convince myself if to have sex or not. Some of the things that we consider when we think about this, these are things that I consider, so I'm assuming they might have crossed your mind at some point, is how much do I think I'm going to be physically satisfied from the sexual encounter? And I can usually tell in advance if my body is kind of cut on that day. Sometimes I can tell my body is, even if we have sex, my body is just not really going to have as much fun as another day. And so that's going to get put, you know, take some points away from the scale of, hey, do I want to have sex? But if I think, okay, I'm not really into it, but my body, I can sort of tell from past experience of having sex often enough, I can tell that my body is going to be able to be turned on. And so I could say to my partner, I could say, okay, I don't really want to at this point, but if you can convince me, you know, by making me feel good, you know, giving me a massage, touching me, then it's very likely my body will say, okay, I really want to. So that's one of the things that I consider when I'm thinking about it. How much fun is it actually going to be for me? Of course. Another thing I think about is my partner's satisfaction. I mean, I love my husband so much. He's the best person I've ever known. And not coming from the standpoint where you're a woman, and if he wants to do it, you should do it, or even the standpoint at all of him making me feel guilty for it, for not wanting to, you know, that kind of thing. He doesn't ever do that on purpose. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I feel bad, I wish I wanted to. But the same way I would feel bad if I ate all the chips and he didn't have any left, even though I secretly kind of wanted all the chips. In that same way, he's not trying to make me feel guilty, but you still think, okay, you know, I want to take care of him too. I love him. He's my life partner. He's the best person I know. So that's another consideration too, is you start to think about, how much does my partner really want to? I can tell when he really, 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 really wants to. And then I can tell when he just, you know, is hoping to, and it's not going to affect his night. But sometimes you can tell he'll be like, oh man. And it kind of changes his mood for the night. And he isn't pouting, you know, he isn't being annoying. It's just, I can understand that. I felt that excited about sex, and people have said no before, where you just kind of think, oh man, what does that mean? Now I'm kind of all lonely by myself, wishing I had, you know, the person I love to, you know, to bond with and to, you know, have sex with. So that's something that I consider. And then this is sort of related to my physical satisfaction, but you kind of weigh the balance between how long is this going to take, and then what's the overall value of having sex. And you don't really break all this stuff down piece by piece. You kind of think of it as a whole, but I wanted to sort of break it down and give you some insight into the way my brain actually processes, hey, should I have sex? So how long is it going to take for me to become turned on? And then how long do I think the whole sexual experience will take? As opposed to, do I need to do other stuff that's very time sensitive? And then what is the overall value of the sexual experience going to be worth, for example, missing sleep if you're very tired? Or is it going to be worth, not being able to cook dinner on time? Or is it going to be worth, stopping something that you're doing right in the middle of doing it when you're at a really important moment in this chore or this activity? So that's something too. And I mentioned this too already, but just thinking about, this is another thing I ask myself is, am I going to feel guilty, you know, for saying no? And you should never feel guilty. You shouldn't feel guilty for saying no. And yet so many people do. I do sometimes. And through no fault of my husband, he doesn't try to make me feel guilty. But because I know that if, you know, if he's interested in having sex and I'm not interested and he can tell, he's disappointed. And I love him and I don't want him to be disappointed. And so I think, wait a minute, is the guilt I'm going to feel on this one occasion going to be kind of, is it going to be nothing? Is it going to be like, I don't feel guilty enough, who cares? I do not feel guilty today, I'm not doing it. Or is it going to be, a day where you feel kind of guilty because you're thinking, oh man, I really wish I wanted to, but I don't. And I know it would make him feel really nice, and maybe he had a stressful day, and it would be a really great centering moment for him. You know, so depending on your scale of guilt, how you're going to feel. Some people are naturally more guilty feeling people. I feel like I'm one of those people. I'm like, oh, I feel so bad about that. Sorry, I'm an apologizer. And then some people they're less inclined to feel guilty about stuff. They say, this is the way it's going to be. This is how I feel. Screw you. I'm not changing it. And both of those ways to be are valuable, but knowing how you feel about them, and about different things like that is important so that you can sort of consider, all the different considerations when you're trying to decide, am I going to have sex or not? So these might not be things that run through your mind at all when you're thinking about should you have sex or not. Or they might be. But I just wanted to tell you a few of the things that run through my mind when you're deciding to have sex. And I feel like this becomes more of an issue or something that you think more about when you've been with someone for a lot longer. At the beginning of a relationship, the answer is usually yes, totally, because you're still so hungry for each other all the time. It's still a learning process and a getting to know each other process. But at a certain point, you feel like you know the other person pretty well, and it becomes less of a hungry for each other and experiencing each other kind of thing. And so that's kind of when the debating with yourself about if you should do it or not kind of comes into play. So hopefully that information was something that is parallel in your life and you can see what I'm saying. And if I left anything out, any considerations or any motivations out, that you thought were super important, email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com, or leave a comment on the website, owomanpodcast.com, or leave a comment on Facebook. We're just under a woman podcast. And let me know what you think I left out, and we can discuss it in the future and talk about it, because I want to share my own experiences, but I want to hear from you. This is a community. We're talking as a group, and I really want to share with others and hear what you have to say. As always, I love talking with you guys. I will talk to you next time. Check out the website. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Make sure you rate some of the episodes on iTunes, so I will have some star ratings. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much as always, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.